American Language Course, Book 27, Tape 3A. Hello. Open your Language Laboratory Activities booklet to Tape 3A. Look at Figure 1. Repeat the underlined words.
Classified. Classified. In accordance with. In accordance with. Instantaneous. Instantaneous. Corrosion. Corrosion. Bit. Bit. Corrode. Corrode. Kit. Kit. Intervals. Intervals.
Listen to the paragraph.
Jerry has a workshop in his garage. He has his tools classified or arranged in accordance with his need for them. The items he uses often are within instantaneous reach. He can find them immediately. He examines his tools before he uses them for signs of corrosion or rust. Even a little bit or small piece of dirt can cause a tool to corrode. Therefore, he cleans all the tools in his kit at regular intervals, usually about once a month.
Now listen and repeat some sentences about the paragraph.
Number 1. Jerry has his tools classified or arranged. In accordance with his need for them. Number 2. Some items are within instantaneous reach. He can find them immediately. Number 3. He examines them for signs of corrosion or rust. Number 4. Even a little bit or small piece of dirt can cause a tool to corrode. Number 5. He cleans his entire kit at regular intervals, about every month.
Now look at Figure 2. Listen to a sentence. Then put the number of the sentence next to the term that could be substituted for another word in that sentence. First, read the list of terms silently. Let's do the first one together. Listen. Number 1. The books are arranged according to subject matter. The answer is letter B. Are classified can be substituted for the phrase are arranged. Now listen to the sentence and write the number in the blank.
Number 2. The police took immediate action. Number 3. The dirt caused the tools to rust. Number 4. Every little piece of information helps. Number 5. There is a 15-minute period of time between departures. Number 6. The damp weather caused the rust. Number 7. The two governments are in agreement with each other. Number 8. Mike has a set of woodworking tools.
Let's check your answers.
Number 1. The books are arranged according to subject matter. Is B. Are classified. Repeat. The books are classified according to subject matter. Number 2. The police took immediate action is F. Instantaneous. Repeat. The police took instantaneous action. Number 3. The dirt caused the tools to rust is C. Corrode. Repeat. The dirt caused the tools to corrode. Number 4. Every little piece of information helps is A. Bit. Repeat. Every little bit of information helps. Number 5. There is a 15-minute period of time between departures is G. Interval. Repeat. There is a 15-minute interval between departures. Number 6. The damp weather caused the rust is D. Corrosion. Repeat. The damp weather caused the corrosion. Number 7. The two governments are in agreement with each other is E. In accordance with. Repeat. The two governments are in accordance with each other. Number 8. Mike has a set of woodworking tools is H. Kit. Repeat. Mike has a kit of woodworking tools.
Now look at figure 3. Listen to the dialogues expressing obligation, necessity, or future time. Number 1.
What do I have to do today?
You're to classify all the science books.
Number 2.
What are you going to do with that money?
I'm to deposit it first thing in the morning.
Number 3.
When are you supposed to plan the party?
We're to meet at Ned's house tonight.
Number 4.
Who should Mark see when he arrives?
He's to report directly to the colonel.
Number 5.
What do the students have to do this evening?
They're to review for the book quiz tomorrow.
Number 6.
Where is the commandant going on this trip?
I understand he's to visit the new school.
Look at figure 3 again. This time, listen to the question, then answer it. Read B's part in each dialogue. Number 1.
What do I have to do today?
Number 2.
What are you going to do with that money?
Number 3.
When are you supposed to plan the party?
Number 4.
Who should Mark see when he arrives?
Number 5.
What do the students have to do this evening?
Number 6.
Where is the commandant going on this trip?
Now look at figure 4. Listen to a question. Then answer it. Use the Q and a form of B2 in your answer. Look at the example. Listen. Who is Greg supposed to report to? Repeat. He is to report to Major Burns. Now, listen and answer.
Number 1. What is the first thing he has to do? Repeat. He is to report to the locator. Number 2. What is John supposed to do now? Repeat. He is to take a test. Number 3. What were they supposed to do after class? Repeat. They were to go to the library. Number 4. When is the next test? Repeat. It's to be given next Friday. Number 5. What's the latest news on the game? Repeat. It's to be postponed. Number 6. What are we supposed to take to the party? Repeat. We're to take the chips.
Now look at figure 5. Listen to a dialogue. Select the answer. Look at the example and listen.
I'm not enjoying this at all. There's just too much fighting and killing for my taste.
And to think we paid to see all this blood and sadness.
The answer is B. The couple is at the movies. Now listen and select. Number 1.
Would you look at this?
Shh! You're not supposed to talk out loud in here. You'll disturb the other people.
Number 2.
May I help you?
Yes, please. I'd like a pillow, a magazine, and a cup of coffee.
Number 3.
I don't like the color of the interior. Red makes me feel hot.
It's air-conditioned. You won't be hot. Let's at least take it around the block and try it out.
Number 4.
What flavor do you want? Do you want a cone or a dish?
I'd like a dish of vanilla with chocolate syrup, please.
Number 5.
Shall I spread the cloth on the ground here?
Yes, and I'll get the food out of the basket.
Number 6.
Look at it come down. I'm glad I'm not out in that, aren't you?
There will be no staying dry, that's for sure. Not the way that wind is blowing.
Listen to the dialogues again and check your answers. Number 1 is A. They are in the library. Listen.
Would you look at this?
Shh! You're not supposed to talk out loud in here. You'll disturb the other people.
Number 2 is C. They are on an airplane. Listen.
May I help you?
Yes, please. I'd like a pillow, a magazine, and a cup of coffee.
Number 3 is C. They are looking at a car. Listen.
I don't like the color of the interior. Red makes me feel hot.
It's air-conditioned. You won't be hot. Let's at least take it around the block and try it out.
Number four is B. They are getting ice cream. Listen.
What flavor do you want? Do you want a cone or a dish?
I'd like a dish of vanilla with chocolate syrup, please.
Number five is A. They are having a picnic. Listen.
Shall I spread the cloth on the ground here?
Yes, and I'll get the food out of the basket.
Number six is B. They are watching a rainstorm. Listen.
Look at it come down. I'm glad I'm not out in that, aren't you?
There will be no staying dry, that's for sure. Not the way that wind is blowing.
Now look at figure six. You will hear some sentences. The first time you hear them, just listen. The second time, write the sentences. Check your work the third time. Now listen. Don't write.
Number one. The students attended a lecture this morning. Number two. What does he do with his leisure time? Number three. The men trim the grass around the building. Number four. Their children are very independent. Number five. Did the couple make up after their argument? Number six. His message was very precise.
Listen again. This time, write the sentences in figure six. Listen.
Number one. The students attended a lecture this morning. Number two. What does he do with his leisure time? Number three. The men trimmed the grass around the building. Number four. Their children are very independent. Number five. Did the couple make up after their argument? Number six. His message was very precise.
Listen to the sentences again and check what you have written.
Number one. The students attended a lecture this morning. Number two. What does he do with his leisure time? Number three. The men trim the grass around the building. Number four. Their children are very independent. Number five. Did the couple make up after their argument? Number six. His message was very precise.
You can read the sentences on the answer page for this tape. This is the end of tape 3A, book 27.